course, there'll be a whole heap of fun and colour. And as we say, it's one of those great days at Rosehill Gardens, one of those signature days where everyone really does just let their hair down and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, they do. The experiences that the ladies can get there today is fantastic. And you've got all sorts of food areas as well, haven't you?
Yeah, look, there's a new precinct that we've opened up at the back of the grandstand, undercover there in the old betting ring, just behind the Jar Fleming grandstand. It's called Eats at the Gardens, Andrew, and a whole range of food stalls, real good variety there. Of course, we've offered our prices are right down on par with pubs and clubs. And look, we see the success last night. We're on a quick backup from Canterbury Park at those food markets. Wow, all the kids and families and people spread across the lawns. And a similar sort of offering there in a different setting, of course, at Eats at the Gardens at Rosehill Gardens. Look, there's plenty on offer for everybody, whether it be on the track or off the track. You know, some really solid racing, and we're really looking forward to another week at Rosehill Gardens on a perfect racing surface.
Yeah, for sure. So just looking at it, the gates open normal time today?
Yeah, that's right. Well, 11 a.m. this morning, 10:45 for members, I think, just to take in those couple of earlier races there at Melbourne. So 11 o'clock GA and 10:45 for members. Of course, the first race at Rosehill at 12:40.
Good on you, mate. We'll talk a lot about it over the next couple of hours, helping those ladies and men back a few winners today. Thanks for your time, Brett.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Yeah, it's Girls' Day Out, Ladies' Day Out at Rosehill today.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and TAB markets.
Just gone seven bells for those that may be joining us. Good morning to you. Welcome to Racing HQ for this Saturday, November 18. We've got terrific racing out at Rosehill for the Australian Turf Club. The track, well, they've missed the rain, any of that stormy conditions. Track is a good 3, Pano 4.58, and the rail moves out to 6 metres. Kembla Grange, they have been battered overnight. 72 mils of rain has fallen at Kembla Grange. Light misty stuff only at this stage. It's been deemed safe for racing as it stands now. The track is a heavy 10, but we're monitoring the situation at Kembla. Let's hope that the storms have gone away. Light misty rain right now. Doomben, they could get some showers through the day. They got 7 mils through the night. The track is a soft 6 and the rail at 3. Sandown Hillside for their program in Melbourne. 10 races there between 2 and 3 Melbourne time this morning. They got 12 mils in a quick thunderstorm. So they've started the track as a soft 5, but a good chance with the radar looking clear that the majority of Sandown will be run on a good rated track. So they're our major reports. Let's get to our experts. Ron Duffersey, good morning, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. I may have gone off a bit early with this meeting. I was doing form for a wet track most of the week, anticipating we'd get some of that rain. 71 millimetres at Kembla, not a drop. At Rosehill Gardens, it's sort of been right around the, you know, around the metropolitan area, this rain. So, let's hope it keeps up for the day and people enjoy the day. Just listening to Brett.
Yeah, exactly. Mike Fraser's with us as well. Morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. I was a bit like you, Ron. I was a bit half and half as to how to do the form here. I've done sort of two lots at once, so I'm just going back, changing a few of my numbers in a couple of the races. But, look, medium field sizes, some competitive races. We've got the Girls' Day Out. We've got the Firefighters. Ronnie, have you got your suspenders ready?
Well, just listening to Brett there, and he was saying Munsey and I would, you know, we might be in the Firefighters race. But we wouldn't be out of place there because we've got a lot in common. We all can't put a fire out to start with. Because those firemen there, they pluck them off the catwalk there in the Vogue magazine there, and they throw a jacket on them, and all the girls go, oh, look at these firefighters. They don't know how to put a fire out.
Oh, dear.
Well, yeah, but I'd still fancy them in a sprint down the Rosehill straight.
Well, I wasn't talking about the sprint down the straight.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm as big as you guys anyway. Hey, Mike, rail, we know we've got these run-up meetings at Rosehill. Rail at 6 today.
Yeah, 6-metre rail. Third week in a row I've had the races, and I was a bit apprehensive thinking the rain was going to come that the track might chop out, but I'm hoping with a 6-metre rail the fence plays quite okay. it may be a little bit on pace in a few races, but I think we'll just have to monitor that as the day goes on. But look, the last couple of weeks, it hasn't been too bad at all, especially last Saturday. The fence seemed quite fine, Ron.
Yeah, look, and I'm worried because they would have been anticipating a few storms and and showers on this track.
And they've left it dry.
This could be rock hard and impossible to make up ground on. So, look, there's still a chance we might get a drop of rain on it just to soften it up a little bit. But, look, all we can do is just monitor it as it unfolds.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. There's been some couple of early scratchings adding to the list that were in the press this morning. Loose Goose has come out of the Tab Highway, race 4, number 4. And race 7, number 7, 15 Sunflowers has come out. It ran last night at Canterbury. So they've been the extra ones this morning, 4, 4 and 7, 7. And I will say, Brett Devine just mentioned it from the Australian Turf Club, Friday night racing, Duff and Mike at Canterbury, they're really getting some healthy crowds there, the food markets, and it's hopefully introducing the locals that may not have been to a race meeting. They're really flocking out there.
And they're sustaining it. I must say, I am very impressed with what they've done at Canterbury Park. It's I thought it might have been just a novelty, one or two off, but these markets have worked, and it's nice to see them promoting the participants. They got jockeys cards made up, and a few of the jockeys are going out signing cards for half an hour, and that's bringing, you know, younger people a bit of interest. You know, they've got someone to follow that they've met, and they've got like the old footy card days.
Yeah.
And I see they've brought the crowd closer to they had the markets down the end of the top of the straight. They've brought it closer to the winning post, and it just seems to have brought a bit more atmosphere to it as well. So congratulations to them. It's been a mighty effort.
Yeah, yep. It has free admission, and it worked really well again last night. Let's get going, Ron. You've got a good list of interviewers to chat with this morning, and the first of those is Joe Pride. Morning to you, Joe.
Yeah, good morning.
Joe, just going back, if we can, I know you've spoken about it during the week, but just for our Saturday audience, a lot of extra people listen and view us on a Saturday, but you must have been thrilled with Terra Vista a week ago. He ran you so proud in the Darley Classic.
He did, and he's been obviously a horse who's mixed his form up a little bit in the later stages of his career, so he needs to put those performances into so that we know that we're on the right track with him. He's a genuine Group 1 horse at his best, and yeah, really proud of him on Saturday.
And a freshen up for those early sprints into the new year?
Yeah, look, he'll go into the Lightning as he's sort of run in the last 2 years, and probably just get two cracks with him, really, each preparation at the most, and he's sort of got to give him, you know, about a 6 week gap in between, so maybe Lightning TJ, something like that.
Mm. Anything done with Ball and Muscle? Any decisions made with him?
Yeah, he's in the paddock. So,
got the paddock, okay.
Yeah, he's having a little break and he'll come back. He'll most likely go to the Oakley plate.
Okay. Today, you've got this horse in the first, Easy Eddie. He seems to have come back a stronger horse. He's going great. Looks his stiffest test, though.
It does, yeah. Look, he's got hopefully a few more levels of progression in him. He's got a sort of uncomplicated way that he races, just up on the speed. And he's been really strong, so anticipating sort of more of that from him today.
And holding his form?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I think he's put on 5 kilos since his last run, and I was sort of convinced after Canterbury, I thought I'll tip him out, and I sort of, you know, never make a decision on a racetrack, took him home, and just over that next week, he just thrived. So I thought, no, we can give him one more, and I think we're getting there quite comfortably.
Okay. Race 2, this mare, what can you tell us about this mare, O'Reilly Cyrus?
Yeah, look, she's been sort of honest in the midweek grade, and thought I'd give her a crack at a Saturday race. She just can't seem to draw a barrier, and she needs to be ridden quietly to finish off. So a bit of an awkward draw, and you know, hopefully there's enough speed in this race for her to be able to come from behind. She's got considerable ability. Just doesn't really get much luck in running with her racing pattern.
You got old Gamblestown dropping 7 kilos in race 5. He was around the mark the other day.
Yeah, I think it's worth a go sometimes with these horses. They get sort of stuck in their grade, carrying the big weights. If you just sort of get a bit of weight relief, you know, change something up and see what happens there. Yeah, he's a competitive horse. He seems to lock Rose Hill, which is about his right distance, so I would have thought he would be competitive.
You'd be happy enough with no rain with New Tipperary today?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. This horse has been plagued by wet tracks, and he's got, as a lot of decent horses do, they can have stats that maybe lie a little bit, and you know, he's been able to perform on some wet tracks, but I know that he's better on top of the ground, so really happy to get that scenario today. It's a race he won 12 months ago, and you know, would like to think he'll be very, very competitive here today.
race eight. So Spirit is racing consistently.
He is, yeah, racing really well. Another one was sort of gone up in grade to get a bit of weight relief. Yeah, he looks quite well placed here. Another one with a bit of a sticky draw, but looks to be good speed on here. And if they go along quick enough, I think he can be really good, through the line.
Tactical advantage should get another chance today. Ticks a few boxes. He's got the blinkers on. He gets back to 1100 metres. That should suit him. And probably you wouldn't mind if it starts. We had a little shower before this race as well.
Yeah, look, Gwyn's ridden this horse most, and he's convinced he's much better on top of the ground.
Is he?
Another one maybe who's got some stats that lie a little bit just because of his class. They're able to win on these wet tracks going through the grades, but he's convinced he's better on top of the ground. Got a bit of a sticky track there at Randwick first up with a big weight. I was a little bit disappointed in the run, I'll be honest with you, but I think he's really thrived his preparation. And he might have just been a little bit big for it because he seemed to peak on his run probably, 100 out, so... Not expecting him to do that today. The addition of the blinkers, lovely horse, I would expect him to go very close today.
Okay. Yeah, you're happy to take those two to Kembla on a heavy 10?
No, only one will go. So Tix comes out, Pecans will run. Pecans, really good run first up at Canterbury, and she's got good wet track form, so she'll be very hard to beat.
Beauty.
Good on you, Joe. Good luck with your large team at Rose Hill, mate.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much, guys.
Good on you. Joe Pryor joining us there, running through his. We've got Mercurial Lad now officially out of race 8, race 8 number 11. And, see, they had it all. We mentioned the storms at Kembla or the rain overnight at Kembla. Boys Gundagai yesterday for the Snake Alley Cup. We had a perfect start. Then the storms really came in and put the track back into the heavy range. And then by the time we got to the Cup, it was sunny again. Duff and Barb Joseph and Paul Jones winning the race.
Yeah, good luck to them. Had a couple of winners on the day, and that's the season we're in, isn't it? The storm season. One minute it's pouring down, and the next minute it's cleared up. So, look, the radar's looking clear for Sydney. It seems to be going away. Kembla might be in that little bit of trouble, though. There's still that bit of
still a little bit there, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit in there. Yeah.
It's a heavy 10 at the moment, isn't it, Kembla?
Yeah, heavy
3
10.
3 inches.
Yeah, wow. 72 mil. I went to bed with the storm all over them, and I woke up and checked the radar, and it was still all there. So they've really been hit down that way for sure, 72 mil. But we'll wait and see what happens the next few hours. Adrian Botts with us this morning on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good, mate. You're back in Sydney flying at home now, mate. Enough of the travels.
Yeah, good to be back on deck, back in the routine as much as I enjoyed the week down in Melbourne. I do appreciate getting back home.
A lot of horses obviously have gone to the paddock or freshens up and things like that. Can I ask you at this stage, Magic Millions in January, how's it looking, Adrian, at this stage?
Yeah, hoping to have a nice team up there. So Global Glamour, she's just gone for a few days in the paddock. She'll be back in next week. She'll head up there for the Fillies and Mares race. That filly, Our Crown Mistress, we're looking to give her just a quick turnaround as well and get her up there for the three-year-old race. A couple of nice two-year-olds that we've got trialling. We saw a couple trial just during the week at Randwick, but a few down to trial at Warwick Farm next week and over the next fortnight. So they're probably really the key for us in terms of the two-year-old races. Hopefully we can see them come out trial well, qualify and look to the races such as the Wyong Magic Millions and a couple up in Queensland before heading up. And then a horse like our Beatson, back in work, and you saw a trial the other day. We'd like to try and get him up there for the 1400 metre. I think it's the cup race they call it, but we've had that Magic Millions Carnival in mind for him as well.
And supply and demand's off to Perth.
He's off to Perth. Flies out tomorrow. I thought a really good run down in Melbourne. The second up at the 1400 was probably always going to be a little bit of a question mark for him. And I think it just showed he came off the bit a bit early there in the race just before the 600 and. He was very strong through the line. He's doing his best work late, but probably just showed he was looking for the mile there, second up already. So really happy with the way he's come back. He only had a quick turnaround, and he's just such a versatile horse. Whether people sort of just had him as a 2400 metre horse because that's what was winning over before he went out, but he's we've seen first up he ran a big race over the 14, and again second up. So he's certainly got the class over that mile trip as well, and if he travels over well, I'd like to think it's a nice race for him and an opportunity to try and pick up a big group one like that.
Yeah, for sure. You got this nice mare resuming in race 2, Sedanza. She's trialled well recently.
Yeah, very happy with her trial performance going into this. So she's nice and fit and forward. Last preparation, we probably just tried to stretch her out over the distance of the Oaks for those three-year-old fillies, try and take advantage of that with the age group there. But she probably didn't quite see it out. And by the end of the carnival, she probably just had a little bit too much. In the Oaks there, she jumped to the front and over race. So put a line through a few of her last runs, but going back to her first run, first up, last preparation at Newcastle, she was quite explosive there when she was able to sit off a good speed, and she showed a great turn of foot just like she did in the trial. So hoping to see a performance like that from her today, first up.
Race three, Imperial Aviator. He's an interesting horse resuming. What's your thoughts on him?
Yeah, always thought quite a lot of this horse, and particularly through his form over in Europe. Has been dealt with this preparation, which has been a big key, I believe. And some of these Europeans also just take a good 12 months before they do seem to acclimatise. And, we're seeing a big improvement from him this time round. First up over the 2000, he may just need that run to bring him on. But a nice horse for us going forward.
Race 5, Cabaza Devaca was fantastic first up, this horse.
He really was. He's been a marvel. So consistent, very versatile. A little bit worried whether the 1400 first up was going to be a bit short, which is why we've put the blinkers on him today, second up. But I guess the weight difference there, first up with the claim, and Rachel was able to rate him nicely in front. So he's in great form. He's thriving in his work. He looks fantastic, and very, very hopeful that he can run a similar race again today.
Okay, so you confident he's still sharp enough for that 1400?
Yeah, look, that would only, if there's any element of doubt or slight concern, that would be it. But as I said, we've got the blinkers on him. He naturally sort of rolls forward, makes his own luck. So I think that's certainly in his favour as well.
Race 6, Dark Eyes. He had his foot on the till prior to that last start hiccup.
Yeah, look, last start disappointing. We are going to scratch him from today. I don't think he'll show up in a scratching just yet, but we're going to save him for next weekend.
Okay, beauty. What can you tell us about long time ago in race 10 at Sandown today?
Got a lot of time for this filly. She's obviously very talented. She may not be fully sort of exposed there in her form just yet. I guess would have preferred her being able to have a nice lead-up run into this, rather than going straight into the 1500 into the group class. But I guess that shows the opinion that we do have of her. She had a trial up in Sydney and a couple of jump outs in Melbourne before she went down. So she's done quite a bit of work and very, very forward for this. But it'll be a good test for her. But she's a chance in there.
Yeah, and you're taking one to Kembla, just to Joyce.
Yeah, he's a really nice type. Going to get over ground for us in time, but really like what we've seen from his trials, and certainly one that's got plenty of upside for us going forward. Used by High Chaparral, and they're just mentally and physically, they've always just sort of so immature, and they take so much time for us. But he's been showing us plenty at home, and like to see a strong debut from him today.
Beautiful.
Good on you, Adrian. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Andrew.
I've got to ask you one more. I wrote it down here. I think I saw Gay tweet during the week, Highclere bringing horses out from England to here. Are you associated with that?
Yeah, look, I'm not fully up to speed. I believe they purchased a horse out of the horses in training sale just recently up there that they're hoping to send down to us in training. They've got a number of tried horses in training in Australia, and obviously a great operation, and be delighted to be part of their team of trainers.
Yeah, we'll wait and see what unfolds there. Thanks, mate. Good luck today.
Thanks very much.
Adrian Bott joining us there from Adrian Stable and Gay Waterhouse, who Ron and Mike has been out and about. There's been tweets from Gay. She's been in choppers, and she's been inspecting yearlings that are getting close, obviously, to this Magic Million sale, Ron.
Yeah, she does it every year after the Melbourne Carnival. She does the legwork, like a lot of trainers do, but Gay gets on the front foot, does all the Hunter Valley, and she'll go through Melbourne, she'll go through Queensland. She doesn't miss much.
She doesn't. I think I saw Aquas flew Mick Price around yesterday a little bit too. So it's the game they've got to promote their own as these yearling sales season kicks in for in the new year. Mike, I'll bring you into Kibisa Devaca, really good with supply and demand. How do you see it today in this smallish field, race six, race five, I should say?
Look, it's a pretty promising horse based on that first up win. I think Adrian pointed out all the relevant factors there. Staying at 1400 is a slight concern, but you know, I think being an on pace with the blinkers going back on for the second time probably should keep it sharp enough to, you know, for the 1400. It's right in the mix for sure and certain. And I think also the 3 weeks between runs also a benefit. Can I just touch on Adrian and Gay? It seems to be a very good marriage, Ronnie, doesn't it?
Oh, unbelievable, you know.
Amazing.
You know, Adrian's cool, calm and collected, which you've got to be with Gay.
Yeah.
You know, she's demanding. She demands excellence. And he's giving her excellence. So they're a match made in heaven.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I think Adrian seems to have taken a little bit of the press work off Gay's hands. She seems to be concentrating more on the horses now.
Yep.
He does a lot of the interviews and does them really, really well.
That's right.
And I think it's worked brilliantly. I mean,
and Gay's given him an opportunity. She, you know, she throws him in the, you know, like when she wins a race over the Carnival, you speak to Adrian, you know, so he's got to be she's teaching him to be the front man, isn't she?
It's fantastic. Really good.
No, it is. They've worked really well. And just before we go to Bjorn, Stewart's note that came out 2 days ago, Ron, but Gerald Ryan telling us yesterday on the radio, Red Excitement, they'd really like to see this horse settled off the pace. They just felt that the day that they took Winks on, they'd been paying for the last three or four runs.
Yeah, that's right. So we can probably take him out of a couple of the speed maps there, considering the circumstances, although I did think that was the tactics at Hawkesbury as well, and it didn't quite work out that way.
Now, as we've just ahead of Bjorn, He's a Given has come out. Race 8, number 6, He's a Given has just come out. And as Adrian told us, we expect Dark Eyes to come out of the Topaz. That's not officially through yet. Bjorn Baker, good morning to you, mate.
Morning, guys.
How are you looking towards Magic Millions?
You'll be strong.
Get out and about and do lots of inspections?
Yeah, well, come December, we'll be doing a little bit more, and looking forward to it. It's always a very important sale, busy time of the year and fun time of the year, and I guess more pressing at the moment is the New Zealand Ready to Run next week, so a lot of good horses have come out of that sale as well the last few years.
Yep, no, for sure.
Yeah, it's non-stop. The carnival just starts with the trainers now, just in these sales and, you know, inspections and whatever. Today, Bjorn, you got two in race three. Collateral, he was very good first up, and obviously there was excuses with suggestions. He got over his tongue over the bit last time.
Yeah, I think so. So the tongue tie goes on, and that should rectify that. But I think last time, so it was a very good race last time. I think the form will hold up well, and the second up to 1800 was always going to be a bit of an ask, and even today, third up 2000, I just wonder whether he'll be better for this run. But he is a high quality horse on his day, he's right up to this level. Andrew Atkins claims a kilo and a half, so he gets on pretty well for a horse with what he's done.
Impavido, just not much has gone right for him this prep. He's just had no card into the race. He's had wide draws where he's had to get back and do it all on his own. So surely he's going to give a change luck shortly.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping he's drawn well today, so that's a good start. And he's sort of ready for the 2,000 metres. So he should be able to probably, hopefully, be a little bit closer without doing too much. And I think he's still a good horse. I'm hoping we're yet to see the best of him. And he's a horse that possibly, if he keeps going through the grades or wins one or two, we may look at the Magic Millions Stars race as he's a Magic Millions horse.
Is it okay that we haven't got rain on this track and it's going to be hard for a horse like him?
Whether it still comes or not, if my results were as good as the meteorologist, I'd have another job, I think, the way they're going. But I think he's run really well on hard tracks as well, and I don't think that's too much of a concern for him or Collateral.
Yeah. Race 6, Emberley, he'll give an honest on-pace run again?
Yeah, I think so, and if Dark Eyes comes out, he'll probably be the sole leader, and we'll look to be positive. He's rock-hard fit. I think he's had a long spring, and he's a horse that the good track's definitely in his favour, so he'll look to roll along at a good tempo.
Race number 8, Redouble. Well, he would have had an easy week. He bounced back well, winning last week.
Yeah, your old mate, Ron.
Oh, I can't catch him. Don't start.
a loyal bunch. Some of the funders, they stuck with him last time. And,
I've been eating bread and dripping all week.
It was a good win last week, and I thought we'd just put a nomination in and see how he comes through. And, of course, he hasn't done too much this week, and he looks really well. So he'll probably roll forward today, and he's in good order, and there's no form like winning form, so why not run him?
And you got the tough old bugger Cool Ring in the last. Back in distance, probably not ideal.
Oh, I think if anything, it might be a help. And we've sort of kept him fresh since last time, and hopefully he can jump and put himself there. And look, he's getting on a bit, and we've got to see he's got to show a little bit of life soon. Otherwise, we'll probably have to consider what we do. But he's been a good horse on his day. If he can bounce back on a good track, which he likes, he's not out of it, and I think he gets into this race okay at the Wakes.
Mm.
Hey, just while we've got you, Duff, where are you putting Redouble in your tips today?
Second. Yes. He's going to haunt me, I know that.
You get those horses that haunt you, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Bjorn, I asked you earlier in the week, and I haven't reported it, but you've decided to give Champagne Cuddles a really good spell?
Yeah, she actually had a little fetlock chip, so unfortunately that has to come out. And as much as we would have liked to go towards the Magic Millions, she seems destined to miss it. It was about this time last year that we're looking to get to the two-year-old Magic Millions, and she had a little chip, and unfortunately this time this year. So hopefully it's a blessing in disguise. She had a great spring. It means we invariably have to give her a really good break, so she'll probably come back sort of late autumn into the winter, and she'll be competitive and whatever she goes, and she's a good filly.
Yeah, she's good, and Addictive Nature's about to come back in for the autumn.
Yeah, I think he's sort of due in next week. Looking forward to him coming in. He did an amazing job, even his last run in the Stan Fox. It really worked out to be one of the form races of the spring. I think he's going to go towards the autumn, and he should go really well.
Mm.
Good luck today, mate. Hope they all run well. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Bjorn Baker there, and we do thank all the trainers and jockeys that come on right across the board, whether it's on radio, TV. We really do appreciate it, and our listeners can get the information. One thing there I want to mention about Brett Kavanagh, Duff and Mike, is I was talking to Brett late last night, and he's made the decision simply because these days it is such a 24/7 game, but he's brought on Kerry Jordan into his team. Kerry's just left Racing New South Wales, and Kerry is pretty well now Brett's racing manager from this week. He'll be looking after programming and the like, Duff and Mike, and it just takes that Brett will be able to train the horses rather than try to do both, and there seems to be a fit now in racing that this has to happen.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I've had a lot to do with Kerry over the years, and I think that'll be fantastic. That's fantastic. They'll be good for each other.
Well, I think the plus with Kerry, Mike, is that he's coming out of Racing New South Wales, that he's got a feel on programming,
exactly.
Weights and things, you know.
Exactly.
Just that. He's a horseman in his own right. He's trained Derby winners.
I know he was a trainer, but he's coming out of where his job was. So Kerry's joined Brett Kavanagh, and we'll learn more about that over the next few days. Scratchings are about to go interim. We can tell you that in the Tab Highway, number 13, DUCK has come out, race 4, number 13. Dark Eyes is now officially out, race 6, number 2. Singing has come out of that race as well, and Slow Pace has come out of that race. So that's
rain.
Right. Yeah, so race 6 now, the scratchings are 2, 5, 7 and 9, and I think everything else I've given you. So they'll go interim. We should have those when we come back from this break. Still to come, the likes of Jason Coyle, Michael Hawks and Ty England. This is Racing HQ.
Dynamics Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer affordable racehorse ownership. Here's Gay.
Dynamic Syndications are my primary syndicators and I love training for their owners. They buy top quality, sound, athletic and beautiful pedigreed horses. I will be training for them at my Randwick and Flemington stables.
We invite you to join our Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
People look for different things in a ute, and there's plenty to please them in the new LDV T60 4x4 dual cab. The quality, the safety with a 5-star ANCAP rating, and the diesel reliability. The LDV T60 from just 28,990 manual drive away for ABN holders. Perhaps you can please all of the people all of the time. Go to ldvautomotive.com.au.
It's Brett Ogle here, standing in a Drummond golf store, completely naked. Don't worry, madam, everything's fine. I'll be fully clothed in a minute, because only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in clubs, bags, buggies, accessories, shoes, and you'll be happy to hear, clothing. In fact, for the best range in golf gear, you really can't beat Drummond Golf. Ah, here come my new clothes now. See, madam, nothing to worry about. All I need now is some new balls.
The Big Sports Breakfast is going to Mudgee for the Cup.
Join us there at the Butcher Shop Cafe, Friday, December 1.
Enjoy a fantastic coffee before we hit trackside for the Robert Oatley Vineyard Mudgee Cup.
The Butcher Shop Cafe is open 7 days for breakfast and for lunch. Say hello to James and the team.
You'll love the relaxed atmosphere, the magnificent coffee,
the friendly country service.
Visiting the award-winning Butcher Shop Cafe in Church Street
is one of the must things to do when visiting the beautiful Mudgee region.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
It is Rosehill today for the Australian Turf Club. That track is a good three. They've missed all the rain that's been around, the stormy weather. Penetrometer 4.58 and the rail at 6 metres. Repeating Kembla Grange, they've deemed the track safe at this stage. They've had 72 mils of rain pretty well overnight since the storms began down there. The track is a heavy 10, but deemed safe at this stage. So we'll just monitor that over the next couple of hours. Doomben, it's a soft 6. They may get some showers through the day. And Sandown, we're going to start on a 5, but there's a chance the majority will be on a good 4. Jason Coyle's going to join us in a tick, and we're just waiting for those scratchings to go. Intra, Mike Fraser. Mike, Interlocutor in the 6th race today, the Topaz. We've learnt this morning that Dark Eyes has come out, but Interlocutor just seems to be a horse that's got a very bright future for Godolphin.
Oh, he certainly does. You know, impressive winner its last couple of starts at Randwick. Gee, within this small field, I wonder where it's going to get to. It'll probably get into third spot now, and it's going to be obviously pretty short. But yeah, no, horse, highly promising horse going place. And he had the 8 starts, well prepared by James Cummings, and yeah, looking for it's my on top selection again today.
Where do you put New Tipperary in the race, Mike? You've heard from Duff. I was going to come to you on this. You've heard from Joe this morning that they won this race 12 months ago?
He's in the mix. There looks to be the 3 chances there, but it's all about the favourite there. Now that track's, you know, I think a wet track would have thrown this race right up in the air because the 3 favourites were real question marks on it, and that's why, you know, everyone was anticipating Singing and Slow Pace, which had the most support considering all the early betting with anticipation of rain and question marks on a few of these others in the wet. But now that we've got a dry track, I think it's straightforward here. Interlocutor, yep. Black on Gold and New Tipperary.
Yep, understand. Jason Coyle. Jace, just hold on 1 sec. The scratchings have gone straight to final at Rose Hill, so I'll go through these. Good 3, race 1, number 2, Up Trumps, 7, Equal Balance, and 8, Echo Jack. 2, 7, and 8 are out of the first. Race 2 is clear. The 3rd, number 10, Dalmatia Prince. Number 10, race 4, the Tab Highway, 4, Loose Goose, 5, Snip the Mo, 8, Still Undaunted, and 13, DUCK, 4, 5, 8, and 13. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 2, Dark Eyes, 5, Singing, 7, Slow Pace, and 9, Collateral, 2, 5, 7, and 9. Race 7, number 7, 15, Sunflowers, 10 Leamy Astray and 12 Exhalaire, 7, 10 and 12. Race 8, number 6 He's a Given and 11 Mercurial Lad, 6 and 11. And race 9, Take Out One Moral Victory, race 9, number 1. So they're the final scratchings for Rose Hill today. Jason, thanks for holding on. Good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
G'day, Jace.
Jace, you got a couple there today?
Yeah, just between today at Rose Hill, and we've ended up just with the one at Kembla Grange.
Siren's Fury, well, she's just about ready to win, I would have thought, Jace.
I would think so. I think both runs have been really good efforts, shade of bad luck in both. Unfortunately, a racing pattern's going to force us to need a little bit of luck again, but I'd say third up 1,400, she should be just about at a peak, and with the right run and, like I said, a little bit of luck, I think she can be in the finish.
And a little bit of a question mark of the speed of this race. Do you think she could adapt?
Well, she's going to have to. Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to be another sort of hard luck story for her. Would have loved to draw a couple of barriers in and maybe been able to sit that pair or two closer from the gate. If we don't get in that pair or two closer, we're probably going to have to come from near the tail again. And a few things will have to work out in the corner for us to be... for us to be in the finish. But, look, I think she's got a good turn of foot. But it's just third up and be nearing her peak. So there's no reason she can't be there or thereabouts.
Race 5, South Sonic obviously needed that run first up. The blinkers go on today. What's your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I think he was really in need of the run first up. Probably fresh last prep. He ran a really good race at Hawkesbury. That was off the back of only a let up. He was only in the paddock for a few weeks, so we gave him a nice spell after Brisbane, and he was probably just left a little short. He's not an overly strong track worker. He doesn't do a lot in his work at home, and he looks after himself a little bit in his trials as well. So the softest track probably didn't help. It looked like he looked to improve at the top of the turn there at Randwick and probably just ran out of gas the last furlong. So definitely a forgive first up. Been waiting a long time to put blinkers on this horse. I think it's the right time now. And as long as we don't get any weather, I think back on a firm service is going to be a positive for him.
What have you left in at Kembla?
Just left the mare Lightning Nick. I haven't seen final scratching down there. There was a couple out early, but just taking the punt that she's a fit horse, track and distance form's good, and hopefully that's good enough to get another win next to her name.
Beautiful.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, mate. I'm just checking. Do you know what race that is?
Race 7.
In down there?
Race 7.
Race
second
7, there it is. Yeah, there's two scratchings out, so it's a field of 6, Jace.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Good luck, mate.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Jason Coyle out doing track work, so we appreciate him taking our call. You can hear the little bit of wind that is around. New South Wales, we've got two other country tab programs today. The Hare of the Dog meeting down at Gundagai. That track has improved overnight. They've received 10 mil in the last 24 hours. It's a soft 6 right now at Gundagai. And Bathurst out there, it's a soft 7 and it is raining. They've had 4.5 mils overnight or this morning. And as I say, it is raining. So a soft 7 is where we are with Bathurst. Ron Duffersey, Mike Fraser with us here on HQ. And Ty England's got a very busy day. Got to check before scratchings. Is he still strong? He's lost Loose Goose.
Yeah, he's lost Loose Goose, but he's had a busy week.
Yeah, he has. Morning to you, Ty.
Yep.
Morning,
yep,
guys. How are you?
Good, Ty. What were you going to say, Mike?
I was just going to thank Ty for last night. Tumultuous.
Oh, geez.
Very welcome.
Don't send cards, send money.
I would, but I get into trouble. Very good ride. Thank you, buddy.
No, you're welcome, mate. He's a tricky one, that's for sure.
Yeah, what?
You've had a busy week, but you've ridden a few winners.
Yeah, it's been good. I've had a few winners, which is very helpful, but within the last couple of weeks, I've had great support from big trainers and I've been able to get a bit better rides and, capitalising with it at the moment.
Well, race one today, pretty fast. Nice pick-up ride for Team Snowden. 2 for 2 this prep.
Yeah, going well. She's doing everything right. She jumps well. She puts herself up on the speed and she's been proven too hard to run down. So I think there's a bit of speed in this race. So I don't know if we're going to either lead or sit outside. I think Easy Eddie, so it shows speed as well, which is drawn inside, but I think I'll just sum that up after we go a few strides, and I don't want to be taking each other on and both burning our candles too early, but I'll be aggressive out, straight to a normal pattern and work it out from there.
Race 2, Rosa Carolina. She was good the other day and gets a cosy run here.
Yeah, she went super. I think the soft gate is very important with her. Yeah. You can just find your spot without doing any work. But I found the other day, not that I'd give her a squeeze, but I just let her roll into it. And just when we found our position and the pace, I just had to bring her back a fraction. Sort of popped her head up a few times. So I'll be wary of that today. I don't want to be too aggressive. But I was disappointed the other day because the way we shot through and the feel that she gave me, I thought I had the race won, but we had a pretty smart one just in behind us to pick this up the last couple of strides. Yeah, I think she'll run really well again today.
Race 3, Karzov looks a good ride now that he's broken back through.
Yeah, he I thought it was a super win the other day. He had a nice soft run in behind, but he showed good determination to try and, you know, obviously get his head down on the line, and it was a good little battle. So, looking at the gate, we'll probably be back a little bit to his normal pattern, and yeah, if he improves any off that win, I think he'll be hard to beat in this as well.
Federal Barrier 1, he likes the track and distance, and hopefully from that draw he settles in front of a few more than normal.
Yeah, I think they'll roll along a little bit. Good speed, soft gate. Probably banking on, you know, rolling into it at the right time, getting off the rail if we have to, just to get some clear room. But I thought his run was super the other day. Made up good ground. I think the bit of form coming out of the race with his other stable mate that finished in front, come out and won that race at Hawkesbury, the Ladies' Day Cup. So that's boosted my confidence a little bit.
Yeah. You continue your association with this very promising horse, Interlocutor.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of a man crush on him at the moment. He's just a horse. He's classy to look at. He's classy to ride. And, yeah, he's obviously winning well. So, nice big future. Good race for him. Comes in good at the weights. I can't say much more about him than what I've already said. He's just, yeah, he's going about his business, doing it the right way, and they're just placing him well. So, I'm excited to ride him again today.
It can be tricky, though. You know, there's only five runners left in it now. It can be tricky sometimes in these five-horse fields, when to make a move, when not to make a move. And is he pretty straightforward to ride?
I wouldn't say straightforward. You can overdo it. I remember going back last prep, I took off at Scone way too early due to lack of pace and me, you know, not being able to sort of keep him in amongst them. And I thought I'd do the right thing and just let him stroll into it. But he ended up getting rolled that day. But I think he's learned a little bit more this prep. He's chilled out a bit. He's, you know, a bit easier to ride for me. But, you know, who knows, you know, what can happen if he gets a bit revved up and sees a bit of daylight, they go too slow. It's not going to help him. But I think he's a more mature racehorse this prep.
Race 7, Dubio, have you first up for a new stable? Have you had anything to know anything about this fella?
No, haven't known. Yeah, I don't know much at all. So, drawn an awkward gate. I'll sit down and watch a couple more replays this morning before we leave. But, I can't tell you much about it right now.
And Kinchasi in the last, another one for Godolphin.
Yeah, she went well the other day. She's had a trial since, just on the Visco, so that's, you know, when I sort of read into that Visco form too much, it doesn't really tell you anything. But I thought the first up run was good. She's drawn a nice enough gate to be finishing off strong again. So that was a pretty classy little field with White Moss winning that race. Should be a good day.
Okay, well, let's hope you can finish off what's been a good week.
Yeah, hope so, mate. It would be a good thrill.
Good on you. Thanks, Ty. Thanks very much, mate. Ty Anglin joining us there, going through all of his rides. He, of course, won the Victoria Derby, and the managers are getting in good rides. Andrew Northridge does a good job with Ty. He's come back from Hong Kong. He's really right into it now, Duff. You can sense, just listening to him there, he's doing all the form. He's just enjoying it.
He's at the top of his game. He's at the top of his game. He's a mature man now. He's a seasoned rider, and he's cool, calm and collected. and he's a worker. He's a worker.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, Mike, you're just, I think he said man crush on Interlocutor. You've got a man crush on Ty simply for the last bet you've had. You there, Mike?
Just saying, Tumultuous was a good price the last winter at Canterbury. He came off a failure there where he was beaten 28 lengths. They sent him back to the trials. He had a lovely cold trial, and his numbers were good enough if he could bounce back, which a number of these horses do. And he gave him a great ride, and he's right. You really do have to kid to that horse. He's got a mind of his own, but, yeah, he got the job done impressively.
All right, last interview of the morning is with Michael Hawkes from Hawkes Racing. Morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Andrew.
How you been, mate? Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's great. Good this morning.
You've scratched Echo Jet out of the first, mate.
Yeah, we took him out. He's heading down to Melbourne. He's going to run a stand down in a lower grade race. And we just felt that his win was good, even though it ended up being a small field. It was just something we thought that he's taken on some horses that have won some races and probably a bit more seasoned than what he is. So he's running at Sandown next week.
Michael, the name on everyone's lips today is Glenn Hall. First run for your stable. What, any impression yet of him?
Honestly, Duff, he's a nice horse. He's a lovely looking colt. Obviously, you know, he won his first start really good, and you know, he's got the form obviously behind the couple of best sprinters that's been going around of late. So, of course, everyone's talking about him. But honestly, it, as I've said, everyone, it's not where you start, it's where you finish, and we'll get a lot more guide, obviously, after today. You know, he's drawn well. His trials have been okay. He's good. He's done everything right. Can't fault the horse. I think he'll definitely improve from this run. But you know what? He's a very relaxed sort of horse in that sense. You know, obviously, only having this preparation, I don't really know how his mannerisms have been in the past. So I can only take him on how we think he is. He's great. He looks good. He should run really well, but I think he'll improve from the run.
Some trial watchers, including myself, thought he could have trialled. He has trialled, been a brilliant trialler in the past. His trial was, you know, a pass mark, but I have learnt not to watch the Hawks team's trials on occasions.
Yeah, well, look, honestly, people sort of read things into how they want to read it. You know, everyone says, oh, you trial horses the Tuesday or the Monday before they race on the Saturday, and, you know, it's a trait of ours. But it honestly really depends on how the trials fall. Look, he had a nice trial at Hawkesbury, but knowing he was in, obviously, today, you know, we didn't give him an overly hard trial. I know the horse came down the outside, but, look, trials are just there for fitness. He's a quality colt. He was very relaxed in that trial. But as I said, I think he'll improve as he goes on through his prep.
Yeah. Race 3 today, Cadiro up in distance here.
Yeah, up in distance. Look, last start, you could say it was a bit flat. You know, he had light weight and probably could have hit the line maybe a little bit better, but we've probably taken out of it now that he wants a bit of ground, hence the quick backup. Blinkers go on. It's the race that looks right for him. I can't fault him. He's pulled up really good. He's nice and bright in himself. But I'd like to see him sort of stretch out today and do something out of the 2,000, really.
And race 5, first hand. Well, I still think there's more to offer from this horse. He's still got improvement to come.
Yeah, he has. Look, you don't really see horses win probably like he did, albeit it was in a lower grade. But, you know, he half wanted to roll around a bit there. And to Blake McDougall's credit, he probably what won the race was he kept him balanced for about four or five strides before he hit him again. And that sort of picked him up and really wanted to attack the line. He's a nice horse. We've always had a good opinion of him. He's just taken a lot of time, but he's relaxing better. Hence, that's why we stepped him out to the 1,400.
Mm.
He's a lightweight champ, albeit he's probably not that good off at the weight. Obviously, with Red Excitement being 106 and he's an 82. But you know what? It's a nice race. He's going forward. He's a progressive horse. And look, he's going to be hard to beat.
Taking the nose roll off, do you think that could have been why he raced erratically the other day, the nose roll?
No, not really. Look, we've had it on him because he did sort of want to get keen and sort of half get the head in the air. And look, what it was basically was that inside horse came out and half sort of, he rolled around, and then when Blake hit him with a stick on the left, he half wanted to shift in. And I wouldn't read too much into that. We've taken it off only because he is relaxing, and just with the 1,400, just thought no gear, leave him alone, let him do his best.
This looks a hot two-year-old race, this first at Sandown today. I'm going to attempt this name, Iru Kanji. Off a jump out, what's your opinion of this? It's a done deal, colt.
Yeah, nice horse, done everything right. I think it's a pretty even race. You know, the market's pretty fair for mine, but his trial's good, or jump out's been good, everything's fine. He's a nice horse, he's a progressive type. He's going to figure in the finish. You know, it's a very even race. There's winning form coming from it, from Adelaide. And look, if he's good enough, he's going to be right there.
Beauty.
Good on you, Mike. Thanks for all that, mate. Good luck today.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, mate. Michael Hawke's going through them. Interesting, in that two-year-old, the Merson Cooper at Sandown, guys, Tony McAvoy's got that oohood in the race for Bin Khalifa, Sheikh Mohammed Bin Khalifa, and Tim Stakemeyer was out there on Tuesday to watch it gallop. I don't know whether that gives us a leader on, but I think they've already had a winner, Sheikh Mohammed Bin Khalifa, with a two-year-old at Flemington.
Yeah, they have, and Tony will be out to impress them because they've been big buyers at the sales.
Yeah.
And Tony's just he's has so much success with these two-year-olds over the last few seasons, so must be respected there, and interested to see how it goes.
Righto, I'll launch into the scratchings, you launch into breakfast.
Yep, I'll do that.
Ron Duffersey and Mike Fraser back shortly as we launch into our preview on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central after 8 o'clock. Right now, though, let's check out all the scratchings for our TAB programs today. We started Rose Hill. They've missed all the rain. The track is a good 3. Penetrometer 4.58 and the rail out at 6 metres. Race 1, number 2, Up Trumps. 7, Equal Balance and 8, Echo Jet. 2, 7 and 8. Race 2 is clear. The 3rd, number 10, Dalmatia Prince, number 10. Race 4, number 4, Loose Goose. 5, Snip the Mo. 8, Still Undaunted. And 13, DUCK. 4, 5, 8 and 13. Race 5 is clear. Race 6 at Rose Hill. 2, Dark Eyes. 5, Singing. 7, Slow Pace. And 9, Collateral. 2, 5, 7 and 9. Race 7, number 7, 15 Sunflowers, 10 Leamy Astray and 12 Exhalaire, 7, 10 and 12. Race 8, number 6, He's a Given and 11 Mercurial Lad, 6 and 11. And Race 9, number 1, Moral Victory, Race 9, number 1. That's the information for Rose Hill today. As I say, the track is a good 3. Now, our main provincial program at Kembla Grange has certainly been hit by rain. 72 mils fell up until around 6:30 this morning. The track is a heavy 10. It's been deemed safe at this stage, although we are monitoring that with a little bit of rain still around the area. These are final scratchings for Kembla. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 1, Coach, number 1. The 3rd, number 1, Stealthy. 5, Ibanese. 6, Wooshka. And 7, Volosano. 1, 5, 6 and 7. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, number 2, Equal Balance. 8, Royal Casino. And 9, Mad Fox. 2, 8 and 9. Race 6, number 1, Salesman. 2, Louis Choice. 3, Tennessee Hussey. 5, Bull Market. And 8, Ticked. 1, 2, 3, 5 and 8. Race 7, number 2, Gravitate. And 8, Colonel Jackson. 2 and 8, and race 8, number 1, Mud Wasp, 2, Snitzel, 6, Asamar, and 8, Nakona, 1, 2, 6, and 8. That's the information for Kembla. We'll monitor that weather as we go through the morning. It's Hair of the Dog Day at Gundagai. The track's improved to a soft 6, weather overcast and the rail stays true. Race 1 at Gundagai, take out 3, 10, 12, 13 and 14. Race 2, the scratchings are 2, 3, 8, 9, 11 and 12. The 3rd, number 4. Race 4, the scratchings are 5, 6, 7, 9, 10 and 14. Race 5 at Gundagai, take out 1 and 3. Race 6, the scratchings are 8, 13 and 14, and race 7, take out 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. That's the information for Gundagai. Our other New South Wales TAB program today is at Bathurst. They've had about 4.5 mils of rain so far. It is still raining out there. The track is a soft 7. Race 1 is clear. Race 2 at Bathurst, take out number 4. Race 3, the scratchings are 2 and 7. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, take out number 3. And race 6, take out number 5. That's the information for Bathurst. Sandown Hillside in Melbourne, a 10-race card there. They had 12 mils fall between 2 and 3 this morning in a quick storm. The weather is overcast now. The radar tells us it's pretty clear. Soft 5 right now with a chance of getting to a 4 for the majority of the day. The first two races are clear. Race 3 at Sandown, 5 Ducan at 8 Zoffany Rose, 5 and 8. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, number 13, Tizzo Wicked, number 13. Races 7, 8 and 9 are clear. And race 10, take out 1 Ravi, 9 Divine Quality and 15 a missed opportunity. 1, 9 and 15. They're the final scratchings for Sandown. We go to Doomben today in Queensland. They're going to start on a soft 6 there, Penno 5.9. They've had 7 mils of rain overnight and a few showers expected through the day. These, of course, aren't interim. They're an hour behind us in Queensland. Race 1 is clear. Race 2 take out at the moment 7, Cuddle Me Tight and 10, Heavenly Stranger, 7 and 10. The third, number 4, Velferano, 8 Convening, 10 Mudang Blade and 12 Prue's Angel, 4, 8, 10 and 12. The fourth, number 10, Laura's Star, number 10. Race 5 at Doomben at the moment, take out 8 Love Sun, number 8. Race 6, number 12, Annihilation and 13 Pressway, 12 and 13. Race 7, number 8, Kortza King, number 8. Race 8 at the moment is clear and race 9, number 12, Rhyme Nor Rhythm, race 9, number 12. They're the current scratchings for Doomben today. And Morfordville in Adelaide, the track is a good 4. They're saying showers at the moment. Penetrometer is 5.24. They've only received 0.5 mil in the last 24 hours of rain. They watered yesterday, but they're saying showers with a Penno of 5.24. And these haven't quite gone interim. They're not far, though, from going that way. Race 1, number 7, Rebel Romance is out. Race 1, number 7. Race 2 is cleared. The third, number 8, Golden Luster, number 8. Race 4 and race 5 are clear. Race 6 at Morfordville. 6, Alaskan Jade and 12, Truno, 6 and 12. Race 7, number 3, MBC Lil, number 3. Race 8, number 1, Del Piero. 8, Victor Victor. 12, Written Birch. And the emergencies 15 and 16, 1, 8, 12, 15 and 16. And race 9, number 5, Jet Express, 11, Cool Fonzie and 15, Red Raider, 5, 11 and 15. As I say, those scratchings haven't quite gone in from for Morfordville. Peter Allis will preview that program on Sky Sports Radio at 11 o'clock this morning. They're all our scratchings for the TAB programs, repeating Rose Hill a good 3, Kembla a heavy 10, Doomben is a soft 6, Sandown a soft 5, Morfordville showers, the track is a good 4. Sky Racing 1 is about to leave us. We've got American Racing coming in for you. For the others on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio, we'll have our full preview for Rose Hill after the break.
New Zealand Bloodstock's Ready to Run sale is the leading sale of its kind in Australasia, the source of a massive 110 stakes wins and 12 individual Group 1 winners of 19 Group 1 races in the past 5 seasons alone. With over 400 well-trained thoroughbreds on offer, see you on the 22nd and 23rd of November at Karaka. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our big projected tote pools on the racing action this weekend. Today, there's a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Rose Hill Gardens. And tonight, we've got $10,000 projected first four pools on the first four races at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Don't miss a minute of the action with Sky Racing live on the Tab app. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
There's plenty to like about the new LDV T60 4x4 dual cab ute, like the 2.8-litre diesel engine and 3-tonne towing capacity, the safety with a 5-star ANCAP rating, and the warranty. The LDV T60 from just $28,990 manual drive away for ABN holders. Perhaps you can please all of the people all of the time. Go to ldvautomotive.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer affordable racehorse ownership. Here's Gay.
Dynamic Syndications are my primary syndicators and I love training for their owners. They buy top quality, sound, athletic and beautiful pedigreed horses. I will be training